fasten your seatbelts. You're airborne with a completely unpredictable WVOX, where something's always happening. At 1460 on your AM dial and streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go. 1460
Good song, Donald Trump. Little respect. I just want to say something before we get to the callers. Lorraine just called up, and I find it kind of ironic and strange that you change polling places like this. If that was a big Democratic base area, they would never change it because they leave well enough alone. I think they realize that there maybe is a population there that's not voting lock, stock, and barrel. So they're making a little of a hassle for people. That's how I see this.
Lou, I think your read is very accurate. If this were, as the proverbial shoe were on the other foot, they would be crying voter suppression, and maybe it would be. But because it involves, I'm assuming here, that the district discussed just now is a somewhat conservative, old New Rochelle-fashioned district, it might be trending conservative. That type of discrimination, inconvenience, Lou, as the caller pointed out, is very possible. If that's not voter suppression, it's at least vote suppression. What does it mean? It's worth looking into.
All right, let's get to the calls. Chris is on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Yeah,
Chris,
it's never Trump
Mark's
Chris. Though. It's never Trump Chris.
Never Trump Chris.
All right. Anyway, I was wondering what you thought about Trump calling Jack Scott deranged, him and his wife. He said they were deranged.
I think that's part of Trump's stupidness that he does. That's my opinion.
I think it's
Chris.
More than stupidness. I think it's a very clear sign that he is politically, socially, and morally unfit to hold any office, let alone the
Chris,
office
look at
of president.
Look at his attorney general, Barr. He says he's as good as toast, burnt as toast. Him, who Barr was one of his right-hand mans for a lot of years, he says that he's toast. So I think he brought all this on himself or whatever. The boxes of records and everything, I think he knew a lot of that stuff was there. I also think that he's looking at a meal ticket down the road, that as soon as he's out of office, he takes this in his memoirs and write a book, have somebody write a book, make millions of dollars for his wife and kids or whatever. That's going to be his legacy. I think that he's looking at this as a nest egg, because he don't crap five without getting 30 back.
Right. Yeah. Well,
that's the type of guy he is.
Were you talking about Trump, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, his mentality, okay, led him to believe that he actually owned the office of president. That's why he said the election was stolen from him. He didn't believe that he occupied the office of president. And he believed that the documents that he took with him were his property. That's the difference, in the mentality, okay? And it's about, and the indictment is not about possession of documents.
Well, I heard the whole interview with Barr, Attorney General, and he says that he looked into this whole thing. There was no collusion. There was nothing done. Barr said that it was nothing.
Talking about collusion.
There was nothing illegal, he says. And he looked at his whole thing. He says that he's as good as toast, because for him to start crying over this is totally wrong or whatever. So that's his number one man. That's the guy who's put all these other lawyers into place, Barr was. So, I take it for what he knew, because he was part of the original teams.
Yep. But he did say Trump was very responsible for what happened.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to bring up is how the Republican Party morphed with Donald Trump. Okay, I'm going to try to explain that. Do you remember the Tea Party?
Yes.
Okay. You remember that the Tea Party merged with the Republican Party?
Yes.
The Republican Party absorbed the Tea Party.
Yes.
Okay. So the MAGA Republican base is now the Tea Party. Is that what they absorbed into the Republican Party. The rural religious right is what's controlling the Republican Party. It's not like the Republican Party that I grew up with, Reagan,
it's not.
The other Republican president. This has gotten morphed into a cult, okay, where no matter what Donald Trump says, okay, they will go along with it.
All right, Chris. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. I want to get everybody on.
Let's add one thing in here. I think this is relevant to point out. This is what the media has done. They've taken the known deficiencies and the apparent, yet to be proven, but getting close, Biden ties to China. We know it's in the air. We know on the same date or the following day of the Trump indictment, Lou, we know announcement of indictment. We do know there was very compelling evidence from a trusted source, I believe Ukrainian source, as the taking of millions of dollars by, not by Hunter Biden, not by some niece or nephew, not by any of the nine family members who have been alleged, Lou, in the left, in the right-wing media, Lou, but by President Joe Biden himself when he was either in the Senate or as vice president, Lou. That's real news, but still WVOX, because we are such a open and good and honest forum, we give attention to all points of view, including the previous caller, Lou, who has not said a single thing new about the issue in years now. You know, some people, Lou, are obsessed with Trump in the way that conservatives have been obsessed with the Clintons. It's time to move on. There are other issues.
Everybody has their own opinion, Steve.
Of course.
Everybody has their own opinion.
But Lou, don't ignore the mounting evidence concerning Joe Biden, not his family, but Joe Biden. And this will be coming out because even CNN has mentioned the developing story, so I've heard.
All right, let's get to the next caller. Caller?
Hey, this is Trudy Carter.
Hi, Trudy. How are you?
Relative of Bruce. He said, call. You keep complaining. Call. So here I am. Steve.
Okay.
Great. We've heard much of you, Trudy. Great that you're calling.
Uh-oh.
No setup.
So the big thing is personality versus ability. I saw this when I was teaching fifth grade. I put a list of what Nixon supported, what JFK supported. Erase the names. Ask my fifth graders, what do you vote for? They picked all of Nixon's stuff.
Yes.
But they were voting for JFK, so to speak, because that was the personality that they liked the best.
No doubt.
And I think a lot of people get caught up with that. This man, whether we like him or not, and it's the same with going to a service station for good care for my car, he can handle President Xi. He can handle Putin. He can handle world things. He can handle getting this country back on track.
Yes.
There aren't too many out there,
of course,
who have proved themselves
to do that. I agree.
That's a very positive. I appreciate it, Trudy, because it's a very positive, unapologetic, but not defensive defense of your previous choices, which I subscribe to completely. And I don't think you were saying Biden has a great personality, were you?
Personality?
No.
So anyway, when Trump came down the elevator, I immediately bought his book, Art of the Deal. Now, I know people help you write a book, but you learn how he thinks, how he waits for his time, how he goes after things. It's real clear, short read, easy read. I then tackled Victor David Hansen's book, like an inch and a half thick. That took a couple months. He analyzes every little thing. He's good, he says. He knows what he's doing. He's not going to get along with everybody because of how he thinks it is. Now I'm reading Bill O'Reilly's book about Trump, and he's known him like all of his life. They were both in the same area, so to speak. I'm off Long Island, so I'm not too far away. I'm about the same age as Trump. So I know that type of thinking that comes out of the city.
Yes.
It's different.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't match the rest of the world. They can put on a suit. They can walk out in a tux. But when it comes down to it, they will fight hard. And that's the man I want for president.
That's a great point, Trudy. And I think it's important that you say these are independent authors, you may say, and not like their drift of politics. But you did mention Victor Davis Hanson, right?
Yes,
yeah, he may not be familiar to a lot of our audience. You should. He's a real classical scholar. I believe he's at the Hoover Institution now or has been.
Yes.
He's definitely conservative, but he does his research. He's very articulate. I'm going to look that book up.
Yeah, and he's honest. When you hear David Victor David Hansen speaking on being interviewed, he says, you know, this is how Trump is. And then he says, and this is what he can get done.
Well, Trudy, I look at it this way with Trump. A lot of things I disagree with him with. But if you look at the uncertainty in this world right now with Russia, Ukraine, and I look at China, I think he is the best person that's out there in both parties right now that can handle the situation in a foreign policy way better than any other person I see in both parties to be able to do that. That's how I see Trump. Do I think it comes with baggage? Yes. Do I do I think a lot of negative stuff? Yes. But I do think that he can handle foreign policy is better than any administration I've seen out there so far.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Trudy, let me ask you, how are you getting our show tonight? Is it by radio signal or by internet?
I'm doing two things. I'm doing the phone, and then I've got my computer up.
Oh, that's great.
So I could listen to you while I was dialing, because when you're dialing, you can't hear what's going on.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. I love you guys.
Well, that's something our audience should know, Trudy, and I'm glad that a Long Islander pointed it out. We are available on the internet worldwide, WVOX.com, streaming live. What a great feature.
All right. Thank you, Trudy.
Fantastic.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the phone call, Trudy. Thank you so much. All right. We'll be right back with Billy's Online.
And
while
combing my hair now.
Is WVOX. This is WVOX at 1460 for Crestwood, Mount Vernon, and the Bronx.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. Hello, we're back, everybody. And I'm told Billy's on the line. Let me just apologize because Billy's been trying to call for weeks, and then he was on hold, too. Thank you, Billy.
Hey, guys. It's great to be back on. I've been trying lots and lots and lots of times.
I know.
Happy to be back on.
I got your text. So sorry. I'm glad to have you.
Well, I'm good. That means a lot of callers are calling in, and everybody wants to talk about the elephant in the room. So I'd like to add a little color to the topic, and it's more than a question. What does this man have that everybody is afraid of?
He has a personality. He has, I think, with a lot of these documents that he has a black book on everybody. I think he's just using all this. I think that, I think that he's a smart man, and I think they look at him that he has the best foreign policy than any candidate that's out there. And an unstable world that we're living in now, this means a lot.
What do you think, Bill?
I don't know. Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Let's face it. The left is afraid of him because he's extremely successful. He doesn't make excuses. We know about his rough edges. We know about his vocabulary. And his judgment is sometimes in error. But I think we know on the world stage, at the very least, he made some good calls. By some accounts, we didn't send a single service woman or man abroad in his time of service. And that's a pretty good record for an America that used to be called the world's policeman. I'm not sure we want to be that anymore when you consider the stakes today with a rising China, with a Russia, we don't know where it's going. North Korea and Iran, we don't even get to that. This is a very important point in a candidate. He's strong, and at least you know where he stands, and our enemies know where he stands.
And he brought peace. Listen, he brought peace with North Korea, right? And I think if he was to be chosen as the next president, I think he would stop the war with Russia and Ukraine. And you know what? Then you got to get him. Then you got to put him on Time Magazine for the guy to turn things around.
Are you going to say Nobel Prize too?
Well, I don't know if I'll go that far, but he is going to be humanitarian. I mean, I don't know if he'll get the Nobel Peace Prize because so many people just dislike him because of his arrogance.
Of course.
And, but you know what? Look at the results. Look at the positive of the results. You can't take that away.
You're right. And something Lou always points out here on the Lou and Steve show on WVOX, 1460 AM, President Trump gets zero credit for the Abraham Accords, very historic peace agreement between Israel and four Arab or Muslim states. That alone, one of those alone, would be the grounds for a Nobel Prize. Don't even raise it in some quarters. But he's got some record to claim, and I believe economics, too. He did some good, Bill.
I wonder, though, at the end of the day, he goes for his indictments tomorrow. Miami, I don't think is going to be anything like there might be some protests, but I don't think there's going to be anything that's out of control or fights or fires or cars being turned upside down. But there probably will be some people that will be protesting it. But that's not because he's calling that. That's just people that are just tired of the way that what's happening in the economy. And how, I mean, Joe Biden, he's still our president, but oh, my God, he's the president at the same sentence. Yeah. How do we have that?
I don't think he's confident to be president anymore. Not that I don't want to be facetious here, but look at him falling more than ever. A lot of things, he's slurring his words or whatever. So I think that age is catching up to him and his health is catching up to him. I think that they have to turn a page there. I think Newsom and what's her name? The vice president, I can't.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. I think that should be the ticket next time around.
Well, just by comparison, they're more energetic looking and fitter.
You know, one last comment, because I know you probably have a couple of calls that I want to get in, but Chris Christie taking up space in this election.
That's a lot of space, too.
Absolutely. He's the elephant in the room. He's two elephants.
Two elephants in a room.
It's a disgrace.
All right. Thank you, Billy.
All right, guys. And thanks for taking my call.
All right, and Billy, good point.
We miss your calls, Billy.
Yeah, by all means, call in again. We'll try
Steve,
to
you wanted to
try to wave you in. Yeah, but I think it's a very good point. Christie, what is he good for? Let's face it. Let's. If you don't accept what I'm saying, call in a protest. The media wants Trump to win the primary, in my opinion, Lou, so he can lose the election. Christie is just another tool to make Trump weak and strong among his supporters and just increase the turmoil in the Republican Party. There's nothing good about Christie that he brings and a lot of these other fly-by-night candidates. To a greater point, Lou, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention there is a controversial event at New Rochelle Public Library this weekend, Saturday morning. We have been told, I don't have this in document, but we have been told that is something of a drag queen story hour at New Rochelle Public Library. I am just repeating what I've heard from several sources. I urge you, if you're interested, call the library board or call the library and get the original information. I am not quoting direct sources. I'm just telling what I've heard. If you think that's a good idea, power to you. If you don't think it's a good idea, be heard, express yourself. Go to a library board meeting one of these days. Go to a city council meeting. Go to a school board meeting, because these values are permeating our city hall. If you haven't noticed it yet, you obviously haven't gone to any meetings. And finally, Lou, the Canadian forest fires, what does that mean? Does it mean climate calamity, or does it mean some other explanations? Maybe poor management of forests. We know that's been an issue in some of our more regulated states. California, subject to the same forces also. Important issues. I hope we get to another time.
Well, I get a kick at Howard Stern, the DJ. He says this was more smoke than a Cheech and Chong movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. So you know, you hear what's going on or whatever, and, you know, it's sad or whatever like that. You've seen New York City skyline was blocked out.
Horrible.
And people breathing, a lot of people with asthma.
So
and
what's
we
your
got
fault?
A very old population in this country.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of seniors in this country.
I will tell you, last week, driving in the Bronx, no knock on the Bronx, I love it. I had to get off the road, go into a diner, have a cold drink. That bad.
Yeah.
Is it climate change? Is it something else? Do we know? We'll go into it another time.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Hey.
Nick, Chuck, behind the glass. Thank you, great guys. Great job.
And don't forget, we're on the web, thestevemayoshow.com. Lou and I in recording and some writings. And, of course, streaming live on WVOX.com.
All right. We'll be back next week, everybody.
Great show,
God
Lou.
Bless. Thank you.
You too.
So tired. Key.
my show.